Hello everyone, my name is Ben and I am the captain of Team BUHPC. I am joined in this competition by Norman T. Vega, Parker Van Roy, Yuja Zhang, Dylan Skiba, and Porhao Chen. We are Team BUHPC from Boston University, where engineers and computer scientists love to work together. Coming from diverse backgrounds around the world and a variety of majors from CS to biomedical engineering, we are bonded by the same enthusiasm for high-speed computing and algorithm optimization. All levels of expertise are welcomed here, with members of all class years as our primary goal is to learn. Our team would like to explore the full potential of parallel computing during the competition. To begin, I'd like to say a few acknowledgments. A huge thank you to the SC20 organizers for inviting us to compete and hosting the competition, even with all the difficulties that arose during this global pandemic. We would also like to acknowledge the Boston University Spark Ignite Council for funding our club and providing resources to facilitate our growth. Lastly, we'd like to also give thanks to our competition advisor, Kurt Cavill from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and our club advisor, Martin Herbort from BU. We cannot have made it this far without your guidance. For our system, and specifically our CPU VMs, we decided to go with the HV series because it is optimized for memory bandwidth workloads for challenges that are memory intensive, such as CESM. We chose HB over HB version 2 mainly because of cost, and we hope to evenly distribute our budget for challenges in which we can optimize GPU acceleration, such as Gromax. In terms of our GPU VM solutions, we decided to go with VMs from the NC version 3 series based on the benchmark results of Tesla V100 versus P100. We think that the Tesla V100 will yield better performance for large jobs. We will benchmark various compiler optimizations during the training period to match our hardware strengths. As a team, we prepared extensively during the summer and fall semesters, leading workshops on cloud VMs, parallelization, optimization, cluster configuration, benchmarking, and large-scale simulations. Each member of our team was specialized in one of the competition applications, leading research and optimization efforts in accordance with their skills and background. After setting up Azure VMs, we researched what configurations were most efficient, what code implementations were best tailored for the specific hardware, and optimized for performance versus cost improvements. During the weeks preceding the competition, our main goal is to set up cloud training environments with configurations similar to the selected competition hardware to emulate as best as possible the performance optimizations we hope to achieve. We as a team bring together a diverse group of students with a variety of skills developed through personal interest and our computer science and engineering backgrounds. As a team, we have shared our strengths, learned from one another, and amalgamated our knowledge to build a well-rounded and competitive group. We think that we are prepared and that we have a concrete strategy, but most importantly, we can depend on one another for support and cooperation. With our combined expertise, we know we can solve any HPC problem thrown at us efficiently and optimally. Our strategy during the training period is to make sure that we were taking a look at the performance per dollar cost of each VM SKU and to make sure we understood and measured it. To achieve this, the team deployed several applications on various cluster configurations to understand the pros and cons of each of the Azure HPC offerings. Due to the use of CycleCloud as the deployment manager, clusters can easily be deployed and scrapped and deployed again. The goal of this would be to figure out which set of VMs best achieved a price-to-performance ratio that the team is comfortable with having as a ceiling for the competition. Management of the cluster will be done using Slurm, an open-source job scheduler for Linux, which can optimize the locality of task assignments, providing an efficient framework for executing workloads. Using such a task manager will ensure minimum downtime during the precious hours of the competition. Ideally, any process started on the cluster will execute without failure. However, it is likely that there will be issues. Slurm can also be set up to notify the team members of a job failure so that it can be diagnosed and rescheduled appropriately. As for optimizations, the initial plan is to perform some preliminary analysis of the executions of the competition applications. This will determine where various bottlenecks occur and how best to solve them. Afterwards, performance tuning can be done to find out exactly what SKU will work the best, whether it is the one we have decided on or that we need to pivot. Finally, validation will need to be done to ensure that the system chosen works well against the budget constraint. This has been an ongoing process for the past month. In terms of optimization, each application lends itself to being split across multiple execution units. This is what the team is most comfortable with, and it will be the focus for the 1 month period leading up to the competition. This will also be the hardest part of warming up to the competition, but it is also where there is the most room for improvement. Finally, I'd like to end on just a couple of words on the apps and benchmarks that we will be undertaking for this competition. With Linpack and HPCG, our GPU will be the focus of our budget since that should yield strong results. The Tesla V100 should accelerate performance, and additionally we plan to profile and optimize our system with ArmForge to improve our results from the benchmarks. CESM has a high reliance on single core speed and I/O, which makes them critical for this application. With Gromax, our focus is on GPU and single core speed. With the IO500 benchmark, we plan to use BGFS for our file system since it is robust and easy to deploy. Based on the benchmark results of the other supercomputers, we think that BGFS is competitive compared to other file systems. With the reproducibility challenge, we know that MemXCT uses an optimized SPMV implementation with two-level pseudo-Hilbert ordering and multi-stage input buffering to study the internal morphology of materials at high resolution. Because of this, we plan to optimize the GPU algorithm for this code and use smart compilers such as OpenACC. Thank you for listening to this poster overview, and we hope to make a splash at this year's competition. Thank you.